da 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 da.
Ladies and gentlemen, a new program of songs by Dinah Shore, brought to you each Sunday at this time in appreciation of your friendliness towards Sal Hepatica, famous laxative, and Minute Rub, modern chest rub. And here she is, the brightest new star in many a radio year, the girl you just can't hear enough of. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Harry Von Zell, and good evening, everybody. Oh, Harry, did you say hello to Paula Val, our orchestra leader?
Well, yes, Dinah. Wait, excuse me while I answer the phone already. But... hello. Oh, Dinah Shore, just a minute. Dinah, it's for you.
Hello. Oh, hello, Mr. Cantor. Oh, thanks a million. Well, just a little nervous, you know. First program jitters and all. You mean you're coming up here right away? Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Cantor. Why don't we do this more often? No, Mr. Cantor, that's the name of my first song. Oh, Mr. Cantor, Paul's already started to play. I gotta sing. Yes, sir? I'll see you in a little bit. Goodbye now.
Why don't we do this more often? Just what we're doing tonight. Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often. Don't you agree that I'm right? We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. Why don't we do this more often? Just what we're doing tonight. Why don't we do just exactly what we're doing tonight? Oh, gee, but it's great to get together again. Why does it only happen now and then? We ought to do this more often. Don't you agree that I'm right? We make each other laugh. We make each other sing. And you can never, ever overdo a good thing. Why don't we do this just a little more often? Just what we're doing tonight.
Well, that was the first number, ladies and gentlemen, of the first of a new series of programs brought to you by the Bristol Myers Company. In order that your Sunday evening may be brighter because of Dinah Shore's singing, and that you might become further acquainted with two of their famous products, Sal Hepatica and Minute Rub. Sal Hepatica, as you probably know, is a mineral salt laxative, famous because of its gentleness and its speed. For Sal Hepatica brings gentle relief usually within an hour, which means you never have to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning or during the day. And if you'll just remember that Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce gastric acidity, I'm sure you'll get a bottle from your druggist mighty soon. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Oh,
what's that?
Hey, there's somebody knocking at the door.
Why don't the telephone bell, people knocking, it's only the first... well, I think it was Grand Central Station or something. I'll open it anyway. What do you... Eddie! What are you doing here?
Hello, Harry. I was in the building and just thought I'd step in to see how everything was going. Besides, I was advertising the papers that I'd be here.
Oh, Mr. Cantor, this is swell of you.
Oh, Dan, it's nothing. This is the very same studio where you gave your first audition for me, remember?
Uh-huh.
You were a pretty frightened little girl then. Let me see, that was in August 1940, huh?
Gee, I didn't think you'd remember that.
Well, here's something else you didn't think I'd remember. When you finished your audition that day, we went down for lunch, and you had an egg salad sandwich. When we left, I told you I'd be seeing you. Remember?
Uh-huh. I thought you were just saying that to be nice.
No, Dinah, I knew then you really had what it takes.
Oh, it's swell of you to say that, Mr. Cantor, because I know somebody else who got her start with you, a certain girl by the name of Deanna Durbin. I hope I'll do you just as proud.
Oh, one more thing, young lady. Now that you're a great big star with a program of your own, don't forget that to me you'll always be Dinah Shore, who ate an egg salad sandwich after her first audition. And paid for it herself. But seriously, your opening tonight is really a great occasion in my life. Dinah, always be proud that you're an entertainer. And be thankful that you were given a talent that can bring happiness into other people's lives.
I'll never forget anything you told me, Mr. Cantor. Gee, was anybody ever this wonderful to you on your opening night?
No, Dinah. Mine was a little different. I'll never forget 10 years ago, my first night on the radio. The studio was packed. The orchestra warmed up. Everybody was tense. The sponsor was sitting in the control room, daring me to make him laugh. And there I was, a young boy, getting his first break.
A young boy? I thought you said this was 10 years ago.
Dinah, read what is written, please.
Oh, excuse me.
So anyway, the man in the control room threw me a cue. I opened my mouth and... fainted.
Fainted?
Yes, Dinah. And that's the true story of why Harry Von Zell introduces me on my program. Gives me time to have a transfusion. Well, Dinah, you're on your own now, so goodbye and all the luck in the world.
Thank you very much, Mr.
And, oh, Dinah, there's one thing I forgot to mention. Every Wednesday night, there's a little program with an orchestra. Harry Von Zell, guest stars, the Mad Russian, a fellow by the name of Eddie Cantor who tells jokes, and a girl singer named Dinah Shaw. So, don't forget to be there.
Oh, I won't forget, Mr. Cantor, but do you really suggest that I faint every Sunday night?
No, honey, my only suggestion to you is sing. Because with a lovely voice like yours, how can you miss? You sing, and I'll faint. And this will be a better world for all of us, Dinah.
Why am I sitting alone tonight when I could be out where the lights are bright? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Why am I wasting these precious years? Why am I crying these bitter tears? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Jim doesn't ever bring me pretty flowers. Jim never tries to cheer my lonely hours. Don't know why I'm so crazy about Jim. Jim never tells me I'm his heart's desire. I never seem to set his love afire. Gone are the years I've wasted on Jim. When I get feeling low, I say, let's call it quits. Then I hang on and let him go, breaking my heart in bits. Oh, someday, I know that Jim will often leave me. Still, even if he does, you can believe me. I'll go on carrying a torch for Jim. I'll go on carrying a torch for Jim.
And now I'd like... And now I'd like to tell you about a much nicer boy than Jim. His name's Paul. Oh, on second thought, I guess I'll just let Paul sort of speak for himself through his music. Here's Paul Laval with a group he calls his Little Woodwinds playing a tune that just fits the band, Clarinet Polka.
That's just one little piece of unfinished business now before Dinah sings again. And here we are to introduce the other product that shares the sponsorship spotlight on this program. It's Minute Rub. M-I-N-I-T-R-U-B. If you're suffering from cold symptoms right now, you'll certainly appreciate the three grand ways Minute Rub helps relieve that cold wretchedness. First,
Minute Rub's analgesic or pain-relieving action soothes the discomfort and tightness caused by local congestion.
Second,
rubbing on Minute Rub stimulates the circulation, helps relieve muscular pain, and brings a comforting sensation of heat to the affected areas.
And third,
Minute Rub's active menthol vapors help relieve that stuffed-up feeling in your nasal passages.
So get an economical tube of this famous modern rub at your drugstore right away. Then massage Minute Rub briskly on your throat and chest. You'll be mighty grateful for its feeling of quick, glowing warmth, a sign you're beginning to enjoy the grand three-way relief of Minute Rub. Oh. And now, Dinah, we... Say, you know something? I've noticed that you've had your fingers crossed ever since we started tonight. What is that for?
Well, I might as well tell you, Harry. I'm a little superstitious.
Oh?
And for that reason, I'd like to sing this next number. It was the first song I ever sang on Mr. Cantor's show, and it was the first really big record I ever made. And since this is the first program of my very own, well, I'd like to sort of put all the firsts together and for good luck sing Yes, My Darling Daughter. I've gotta be good, or Mama will scold me. Yes, yes, yes. I asked her, and this is what she told me. Yes, yes, yes. Mother, may I go out dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, may I try romancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if there's a moon, Mama, darling, and it's shining on the water? Mother, must I keep on dancing? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll propose, Mama, darling, when the night is growing shorter? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes, my darling daughter. Oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama, oh, Mama. What if he should insist on one embrace? Mama, how can I keep him in his place? If his manner becomes a shade improper, tell him that your heart belongs to Papa. Mother, will it be exciting? Yes, my darling daughter. Mother, do I look inviting? Yes, my darling daughter. What if he'll persist, Mama, darling, doing things he hadn't oughter? Mother, what should be my answer? Yes and no, my daughter.
Well, Dinah, that song means we'll have to go bye-bye now.
I'm afraid it does, Harry. Folks, I love to sing, and if you like to listen, come back again next Sunday, and I'll try to have some swell songs, and we'll all have a lot of fun.
Well, that's swell, Dinah. And ladies and gentlemen, in the meantime, if you have a cold...
Remember Minute Rub.
If you need a laxative...
Remember Sal Hepatica.
And if you have 15 minutes at this same time next Sunday...
Remember Dinah Shore.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.